When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me? And what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Ready for the boys of summer? Pull up a front row seat at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinal action this season. During every Cards game, you can enjoy the new Hotshots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles. And don't forget, score $1 Hotshots tacos any day after the Cards score 8 or more runs. Hotshots is a proud home of the Cards fans since 1990, and your home for all the games all the time. Find a location near you at hotshotsnet.com.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn on 590 The Fan
and
InsideSTL.com.
708 St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com live from the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios. It's the Appliance Discounters 7 o'clock hour. Timothy Mike McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan, Vaughn with you, the Plowhawk on the ones and twos, Iggy in here and really just kind of bringing heat. And look at this, STLTaxFlare.com Captain's Log, Doug. Larry Nickel, 745.
Okay, that's the extent of it?
No, because the Hot Shots email today comes your way at 947.
All right, and someone's going to get a pizza.
That's correct.
All right.
Also, 8:30 is our reporter's roundtable where we break down where Cowie Leonard is going to end up.
Cowie.
Oh, okay. Oh,
am I saying it wrong?
No, that's fine.
He's got one more meeting with Toronto, and then he's up for snatch.
Well, I'm not concerned about that. I'm more concerned about the Blues, who they get, what moves they do.
There you go.
I'm not going to be much good to you today because they didn't sign anybody yesterday. That's Sammy Blais, but, you know.
Get off your hands, good. Army.
Yeah.
Pay Oscar Sundquist, please.
What is that?
Pay Oscar Sundquist. That's all I ask.
I woke up this morning and Janet Reno was all over my timeline, but then I realized it was the Plowhawk.
Take so hot. I love that. By the way, I love that Janet Reno. I mean, I don't know if it'll change for a while. I will take.
You're committed to Janet Reno as your avatar.
It's so good. It's such a great pick. Obviously, I'll take suggestions and requests.
Doug, you have any suggestions for the Plowhawk's avatar?
How about Claude Pepper?
I have no idea who that is. See, like, you can bring out some old school guy that I'm not quite familiar with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, Janet Reno isn't exactly from today's headlines.
No, neither was Claude Pepper. He was another Florida politician. Like,
what about Howard Dean? I always liked him when he did that whole thing. We're going to go to Nebraska.
Yeah, Claude has a couple good ones.
That pretty much cost Howard Dean his career, didn't it?
That actually is true.
Yes.
Yeah.
As far as his president, I believe he was leading in 2004 and was upset in some primary. And that was his way to rally the troops, and that ended it. That essentially ended it.
Because you could see in his eyes, he felt doom was coming, like you knew it.
Couldn't agree more. 15 years later, I could not agree more with the assessment.
You could find that on YouTube, I'm sure, Plowsy.
Well, was there social media at that time? Like,
I don't think the car had been invented.
No.
What was his name? Howard Dean?
Howard Dean. Yeah, we don't mind a guy with some enthusiasm, but you can't just be completely bulldoze loony.
That's the thing. When you type his name in, that's it.
Well, that's what he's known for.
It should be. Should be. Yeah.
Text in your thoughts on the 2004 presidential race, 855-282-8255. It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling text inbox. Design Air, the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. They're online at designairservice.com. It's hard to stop a train. You can also get involved by emailing in the Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. And today's a press conference Tuesday. Usually it's not a press conference Tuesday, but because this program and I guess the station as a whole is having a three-day work week, which we celebrate along with you as we celebrate this nation's independence, We'll make this a press conference Tuesday. Call in 855-282-8255. Would be great to hear from Timmy the Tickler.
I would anticipate a lot of people will have questions about the Roman Empire.
Right.
Or about our independence from Great Britain.
Or
so
Iggy's,
we'll be happy to discuss that.
Or how Iggy's conference call went. I think a lot of people are.
Did you have your conference call with Dillian Harper and Leo yesterday?
I did, just Dillian wasn't part of it. So it's
kind of a phone call. As a sort of forecast.
Where was she, at IHOP or something?
I don't
Burger
know.
King?
I found out she's living in Philadelphia now.
Interesting.
Oh, right there with Anna Cardente?
No, with Leo.
Oh.
She lives with Leo?
Yeah, in Leo's house.
Oh,
are they a couple?
No.
She told me at the AVNs we were talking about Leo, and I said, I got to tell you, Leo's
who
a
wasn't?
Great. I said, I got to tell you, Leo is a great guy. He's done everything I've asked him to do. She goes, yeah, I love him. He's one of the few agents I've had that don't want to get in my pants.
Mm. And so, you felt the same way, which was good.
Yeah. So she's in Philadelphia, but we had a conference call yesterday with just him.
No, it wasn't. It's a phone call.
So it's just a phone call.
Yeah, it's a
but
phone call.
A lot of questions about the show. And,
yeah.
They're looking forward to it. He's asking me for hotel recommendations. And
what did you give him?
I said, stay by the airport. I said, you know, you're 20 minutes from downtown. Go across the bridge to Hustler Club. You're, you know, 20 minutes, 15 minutes from the TMA Live in Dorset. So airport's a good choice. So anyway, I sent him an email of all the stuff we're going to do, and I had to throw in there that one of our hosts, Jay, has a mild foot fetish show.
Mild.
Again, I am enjoying it.
It's so, almost not even worth bringing
up. If it's
up,
okay, it's... Dilly, if he can play with Dillian's feet for a little while.
Did you get permission?
I haven't gotten a response yet.
Wait, I thought this was going to be discussed.
That was a phone call. Did he just blow
when
you off?
When I questioned you about this conference call, you put that as one of your... Well, you said there was five, but you really only had two things to get to, and number two, was the foot
thing. I know
thing.
It's a picture. I know it's a picture again. Why don't you go to Why don't you send in a recent picture? She looks very good.
Doug, whatever.
Here's a picture of our guest on July 25th. It's TMA Live.
Same picture. Keep posting. They found one, and you just keep using that one.
I don't know. It's the boy MILF. Yeah. Mark your calendars. The next TMA Live will be taking place on Thursday, July 25th at Hotshots Dorset. And thank you, and brought to you by Bud Light. There will be some great giveaways as well as food and drink specials. Hotshots Dorset, located at 12664 Dorset Road, Maryland Heights. That's TMA Live, brought to you by Bud Light.
And when I mocked you, though, about the conference call because you had so much to get to, you said you had a lot and then you listed two and then you gave up, but number two I think was about the feet and you didn't even ask her or ask
we talked about seven or eight different things, and then he said, can you just email me everything and then I'll go through it, and that way I can talk to Dillian. And that was one of the things I put in there, was the feet. I didn't get to that in the phone call.
You had a lot of other business.
So, I mean, they're looking forward to coming to St. Louis. He still thinks they're going to the Deja Vu Club.
Good thinking, Iggy. Husky white chicks are a big hit up by the airport. That's from Greg Oden's Stovepipe.
Mm. Yeah, well, she's staying at a hotel. I don't know what that has to do with how she looks.
Yeah. Good for you. Where's the bell? I need a bell.
Oh, no, this is me and producer Joe talking trades. But then the next text is... Weston, Four Seasons, nah, stay up by the airport. Wow, a perfect location to see our wonderful city. That's producer Joe.
Well, the club is putting them up at a hotel, so I doubt if they're going to put any of their featured dancers up at the Weston or at the Four Seasons.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I mean, we've had girls come in from like Motel 6.
He did ask for recommendations, though.
He asked for a budget?
He did ask for recommendations.
Yeah, because he'll recommend to... a location to the club. We'd like to stay by the airport.
We have Ryan Kelly on the line. Doug, maybe he has some suggestions.
He probably would.
TheHomeLoanExpert.com, ladies and gentlemen, the title sponsor of this presentation.
Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
I'm on my way to the airport. Well, good morning, gentlemen. I'm on my way to the airport right now. You guys want me to do a little site selection?
You can oversee the lawn.
That'd be nice.
There are a lot of great places to stay out there, Ryan.
You know, the Congress Inn on
Doug, the old Congress.
I used to go there because they had
prostitution,
like semi porn.
Is that free HBO?
No, they had semi porn on the TV. You get the porn channel.
That's a great thing to bring up to Ryan Kelly, our title sponsor.
I think he knows about the show.
I hope my wife's not listening. No, I got to go to Denver for the day, but I'll be back before you know it. But when I have to leave town, that doesn't mean I take my whole team with me. They're sitting at 1600 South Brentwood Boulevard, ready to take an application for you, ready to work you up options, ready to answer any questions you might have. A lot of people thinking about refi. They don't know if it makes sense. Mortgage interest rates just hit a 31-month low. See the math there? They're low, super low. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. What are you waiting for? Call my team. Put them to work, or you can go online. We have a new five-minute loan approval. You can literally do a mortgage without ever talking to somebody. You can submit conditions, lock your loan, schedule your closing, do everything. Who else does that? No one. I'm Ryan Kelly, thehomeloanexpert.com. Thanks, boys. Have a great week.
There you are. All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Travels. Ryan
nice
Kelly.
Nice to hear from you.
Thehomeloanexpert.com, the title sponsor of this award-winning presentation. You're welcome to get involved. 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. Cardinals off last night. But coming up, the Cardinals host the Diamondbacks the weekend of July 12th through the 14th with great giveaways all weekend long, including the 2009 Adult All-Star Game replica jersey. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. The St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly. There it is. There it is.
I don't know where I'd tell someone to stay if they were, I assume they were on some sort of budget. I mean, you'd say Four Seasons of the Ritz if there was no budget, right?
I like that Hilton by the ballpark. That's where my parents usually stay. Or that Drury Inn right there.
One.
That Hilton by the ballpark
one.
Is a good hotel.
A little bit of action
nice
around there.
There is.
Yep.
Oh, we put Lisa Ann up at the
Cheshire, right?
That was 2 years ago. This year we had her at the airport. I want to say Marriott Airport.
We're big with the airport.
Yeah. Not much to do up there around the airport, though.
Matter of opinion.
No, but no, she
someone
was.
Someone said the salad do? Bar
convenient
there
convenient travel, though.
She
though,
was very
convenient.
Close to the Rock, so that's why they did that. She stood close to the airport. She could Uber to the airport, give Alvin Mack the day off when she had to leave, and they were 5 minutes from the Rock.
But there's nothing to do up there at the airport.
That's where my friends from Hito wanted to meet, and I said, there's nothing to do up there.
I thought you said they weren't getting back to you.
They did get back to me.
And they wanted to meet at a hotel by the airport?
Well, it was that Friday, and it was pouring down rain all day, and they said, do you want to meet? And I said, let's check the weather, because it's, like, pouring here. And they were driving from this, I forgot what city. They had to go check their father's home that got demolished.
Oh, no.
By a storm. So they came in for that, and when they got back to me, they said, we're coming back to St. Louis on Friday. And when they got back to me, it was raining, and they said, but we're staying at the airport if you want to meet out here.
What? Was this going to be the more popular MMF?
Oh.
You know, I've had that with them. So, well, he wasn't.
Oh, no.
No, he wasn't involved. He gave her permission to have me by myself without him in the room.
Where does he go? Hotel bar?
Yeah, he just stayed at the beach. It was an afternoon quickie.
Oh.
I'd just gotten back from.
The Adventures of Iggy.
No, I had one of my ears stopped up. From the pool. It just I got water in my ear and I
swimmer's ear.
Hey, I honey, could I be hear. With this guy who's got a nasty ear infection? Oh, go ahead.
No, it wasn't
go
at ahead. The beach. It wasn't an infection. I just couldn't get it out of my ear. I could not hear out of my right ear. So they had to send a doctor from, I think, Montego Bay to come in and clean my ear.
You don't repop, do you?
Oh, I think you probably go ahead and repop. That sounds like a movie. The doctor from Montego
Bay. We were laying on the beach and she came out of the ocean. She goes, I talked to Jim. He said that I have permission to be with you without him being there. I said, okay.
Oh, really?
I said, I got my ear thing going on. I got to wait.
Yeah, no, you weren't interested.
Yeah, she just kept pounding me. What do you think? I said, I got to wait till the doctor comes.
Yeah,
I can't hear out of my right ear.
He's
the equilibrium.
From
I'll probably perform poorly if I can't, if I don't have any balance. So anyway, the doctor came.
Was
I got
this
my
woman
ear
a stunner?
She's kind of cute, actually.
10?
Can you hear me good?
I'd give her a Granite City 6.
Oh, jeez.
No,
I run an Airbnb in the city and have guests stay with me. Sometimes I get lucky and the gentleman sleeps in my bed with me. That's from the Warson Woods warehouse worker.
Right, well, next time I talk to Leo, I'll mention that.
I would.
About staying there. So anyway, they just, you know, I got the ear cleaned out and we had our little foray. And
what was in there? Crustacean?
Water.
No, it was water. It was packed in there, so he had to take the gun where you, like, shoot it in there to loosen everything up to get it out.
Oh, sure.
Ooh.
Like $190.
Producer Joe says he took a facial and ended up with some in his ear. That's Producer Joe listening.
No, come on, Joey.
Joey.
We didn't need that.
Was that over the line?
Yeah,
it seemed like
that
was over the line.
No, I'm smiling. I found that.
You enjoyed it.
A little funny, yeah.
Maybe you guys are going to get back together.
Get back together. So anyway, I didn't want to go all the way out the airport. So.
Doug Jesse is on for press conference Tuesday. It's a special press conference Tuesday.
Tell me the tickler.
And according to Gangster Pete, and I'm telling you, it is a filter to get onto this show.
Yeah.
According to Gangster Pete, He is the one who did not pay for the Fan Pin Club Championship.
Oh, really?
You have found your missing link.
Did I? Okay.
Jesse.
Jimmy the Tickler.
Hello, Jesse. Jesse!
Iggy.
Yeah.
Iggy, it's Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, I was podcasting yesterday, and I usually catch up on the show weeks in advance, or weeks.
Sometimes you do in advance.
And I communicated with you, and you told me that you were going to take care of my entrance fee.
Well, we know that's false. So what's your point? Do you have a joke here or what?
No, I got text messages that say I asked. I played in Gobble Bowl before, and you know I played in the Dotem this past year.
Is that Howard Dean?
You told me that you were going to take care of my entrance fee. I was a little stiff for cash on the entrance fee. And
why would Iggy pay for your entrance
fee? Yeah, I mean, come on. If this is a shtick, it's not very funny. And I don't know who you are, so I sure as hell wouldn't text you because I'm sure I don't have your
phone
number.
Iggy, this is Jesse.
Yeah, I see that on the line.
You didn't text me. I texted you and asked if, hey, could you help me out with the entrance fee? And you said, hey, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I'm sure I would say that.
Well, you are a kind soul.
I am, but
you do terrible.
I have no money, so I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, but I know, but I was a little strapped for cash, and you said, "Don't worry about it. I play there all the time. I'll take care of it for you." And I can't believe you.
He's not going to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't even know who you are, so
I dropped Jesse. Yeah.
You had enough.
It seemed like Jesse was going to drop a joke in there, but he didn't.
No, comedy's
hard. I bet
hard.
The text line will be very positive.
Jesse just die quickly, horribly, and painfully. That's yeah. Mitch of the House Cumstein. Jesse, that cup of bleach over there. Drink up, Mayor of Lower Arnold. This guy's material is terrible. Bleach him. The only thing that ends up in my ear when my wife is pegging me is her tongue. She tells me what a good bottom I am. That's from Sean Mahoney's Dead Eye.
No. Could be why his eye is dead.
I was excited there for a minute. I thought we had somebody fessing up to not paying, and we'd have been all caught up.
Sure, that'll happen.
Guys, there's both a Jack in the Box and White Castle right near the airport hotels. Dillian will be just fine staying up there. That's Justin in Columbia, very critical of the producing staff of the show.
It always kind of seems like it's, yeah, let's stay at a hotel by the airport. Sounds like you're up to something, doesn't it? Like, maybe.
Oh, like who is?
I don't know.
We need a quick getaway.
Like you're a serial killer. Like you need a quick path out of town if need be.
Gonna have to get out of town just as fast as you can.
Where you staying at the Ritz? No, out by the. It's always ambiguous too. They don't tell you the hotel. No, out by the airport.
Yeah.
So the wrestlers used to stay out there.
Huh. Well, they were just in one night.
Now. Yeah. So it's easy.
STLTaxWare.com Captain's Log. Larry Nickel at 7:45. He'll tell us where the wrestlers stay. It'll be fun.
Hung out with Ric Flair and Kevin Nash.
You did?
Big Sexy.
They called you and said, come hang out with us?
Well, Nash did. We had lunch at PT's.
So he called you?
No.
He said they called you and you said yes. Like, would that just happen?
I think Doug said, so they just called you.
Yeah.
No, he came in. He came in to do the show and then asked where a good strip club was for lunch. And I said, PT's.
Big Sexy asked that?
Yeah, so we went out there and he brought like 10 of us. He invited me, and I think Stully was invited. And so we did that, and we went to the show, and he said, we'll be at the hotel bar afterwards. So hung out with him and Ric Flair, and I wanted a picture with Stacy Keibler so bad.
She
was dating David Flair at the time.
Was beautiful.
Oh.
I haven't seen her in a while. I think she's kind of gotten away from celebrity.
She was dating George Clooney for
she
a
was.
Time.
She was.
Yeah. I interviewed
beautiful.
Her. I interviewed her when
were
she
you,
was still
so
George.
Did you
she
meet
still,
her, met her in person?
No.
You did not?
I mean, I saw her at the... But every time she came in, I told Stully, I said, I got to go get a picture. And every time I'd stand up from the table, she would poke her head into the bar and then scamper out. And then she'd come in again. I go, I got to get a picture. And as soon as I did, she'd scamper out again. Oh, so I never got a picture with
maybe
her.
Maybe she had some sort of life detector where she knew she might be in jeopardy.
No. So anyway, but I did interview... I interviewed her when she was dating Clooney. She was promoting something. I forgot.
Doug, was she a tall drink of water?
She was. So you thought you had a shot with her, even though she was dating George Clooney at the time?
She was in Blue Mountains.
No, I interviewed her over the phone for some reason when she was dating Clooney, but I wanted to meet her when she was in town as Miss Hancock back in the day. And every time she came into the bar, she didn't stay. She would like come in, look, and then scamper away.
Oh, she was looking for Clooney.
Looking for David Flair. She was dating David Flair at the time.
Oh. So well, I think he would have had a shot.
She's 40 now. 39, 40 in October. 5'11".
Yeah. God, legs forever.
Okay.
She's taller than Clooney. How about that?
How tall is he?
5'10".
You know, the human will to survive sometimes gives you like little tells. Oh, I don't feel safe here. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just pop in the bar and get out quickly.
Yep. Yeah.
She might have been looking for David. I don't know.
David Flair.
David Flair.
Okay, I don't remember him.
No, but Flair was in there. I think Big Papa Pump was in there at the time. Nash hung out with us.
Big Papa Pump.
Steiner, I think is his name.
All right.
Doug, fun fact. Eric Bishop talked Stacy Keibler out of posing for Playboy during the WCW-WWF Monday Night Wars. To this day, Bischoff is one of the most reviled people in wrestling history. That's from Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff.
It's because of that? Because he talked around of it?
I'll have to ask Larry about that. Now I have something I really need to hear Larry's opinion on.
Iggy, weren't you making fun of people getting pictures with John Hamm?
I wasn't making fun of people. I just said that every person in St. Louis must get a picture with John Hamm because they're all over the place.
Yeah.
I didn't make fun of them.
No.
God love you if you got to meet him and get a picture with him.
I was the one that was making fun of
him. Why were you doing such a thing?
We had a few texts.
There were a number of texts making that observation.
Yeah, but I don't think I made fun of them.
Well, you did, but it's fine.
He seems like a very nice guy.
He was everywhere.
John Hamm or Big Papa Pump?
John Hamm. I don't know.
It seemed like every bar, every coffee shop, every place he went, there was like hundreds of people getting pictures with him, and every one of them put them on Facebook. That's all I was saying.
It's the same with the Stanley Cup now, but that's okay, right?
Yeah. People are just excited. God love you. You get a chance to get a picture with it, but... I don't know. The only fun I had was I posted a picture of me standing by myself, and I said, here's a picture of me without John Hamm. Because it was getting to be...
It's a performance right there. It's Andy Kaufman.
It was Jesse there. Something that didn't quite work.
You took a selfie of yourself to... That is performance art. That is.
Picture without John Hamm. It's not bad.
Yeah. Thank you. But then again...
Or the cup.
Then again, there wasn't Stacy Keibler wasn't in town quite often to get a picture with her, so...
Well, I'm sorry that you missed connections there.
No, I got me and
Big Papa Pump.
No, who's the really attractive one that was in Playboy?
Tori Wilson.
I got a picture of me and Tori Wilson at Hedo.
She was with Alex Rodriguez.
She was at Hedo at a photo shoot. I think they were doing the photo shoot next door, but they were at Hedo for some reason having dinner at this god-awful buffet they have. But she was standing there. I said, I think that's Tori Wilson. And I went up and got a picture with her.
She was at Hedonism.
Yeah.
Wow, Doug, what's the word?
I don't know.
Iggy, what's the word?
I don't know. They were doing a photo shoot for Girls of Wrestling 2 or something like that. They'd come out with one before with Trish Stratus and a bunch of them. And I think
Stratus got Nakers, Eggs and Bakers?
No. No, this photo shoot wasn't naked either. It was like bikinis and stuff. Mm. So, anyway, she was there and I got to...
Anyone ever try to convince you to do a bikini photo shoot, Iggy?
I'm not a female, so I wouldn't wear a bikini.
As a male model.
Well, there's all kinds of pictures of me in Speedos.
I'm down.
Just got to go search.
Keisha.
Where would I search?
Go to my Facebook page and go to my photos.
And you have bikini shots?
Not bikini shots. Speedo shots.
Oh.
Back when I lived in Bermuda, that was the look back then, Speedos. Mm.
Hopefully come back in summer 2019. Bud Light is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Mark Milton, the STLTaxLawyer.com sponsor of the Captain's Log. And Doug, what do you know about the STL Tax Lawyer? I know his name is Mark Milton, and I know he's a great guy, but I don't know.
His name is Mark Milton, and he's Mr. Tax, I guess, is the best way to put it. If you're sideways with the IRS, if you had any kind of problems at all with your taxes in the past, maybe years of unfiled tax returns that keep you up at night, got you worried. If you're facing tax liens, bank levies, wage garnishments, any of that nasty stuff, Mark Milton is the guy you need to talk to. contact this former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney. He's got a website. Of course he does. I'll give that now. STLTaxLawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on TV and the radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. He is right here and eager and willing to take care of you. If you're a small business looking for somebody to come in and get your tax situation cleaned up, he's the guy for that too. Any kind of IRS problems at all, visit STLTaxLawyer.com and do it today, and you'll be saying, hey, IRS, I'm not guilty. I'm with Milty. Nice. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on adverts.
Is Iggy's number still on Facebook? I want to give him a call or text a PP pick. That's from Big Al's boyfriend. Have you been able to remove that from Facebook?
Yeah, I took it off after I got all the calls done in spring training.
But you have not changed your number?
No.
So you're still taking calls from strangers? Are they?
No, everyone's not calls. Every once in a while I get texts from this idiot.
He's texting you PP pics?
No, he's just texting stupid things.
Is he?
Like you ought to text a show. But right,
it bothers me. I just look at it, laugh, and delete it.
Oh, do you? Okay. Well, that's all you can do, really, when you get a pick. You don't.
Yeah, the call's at least stopped. I'm not getting calls at 2 in the morning anymore. Basically, because I told him if he calls again, I have somebody that's going to find his number and send it to AT&T and figure out who he is.
That's called a bluff.
He doesn't know that?
No, he does. Yeah. I apologize.
Maybe it's a bluff. Maybe it's not.
Some incredibly sad news yesterday afternoon with the passing of Tyler Skaggs of the Angels. He pitched on Sunday Night Baseball here in St. Louis 10 days ago, and I guess 9 days ago, and shut the Cardinals down, 27 years old, and was found in the hotel room before the Angels played the Rangers. Incredibly sad and tragic news out of Major League Baseball. Gentlemen, your reaction.
To me, it sounded just like the Daryl Kyle story.
That's what I thought.
It's eerily similar. Found in the hotel room, out of town, by himself. Game day. People don't know where he is. Start looking for him. It's very similar circumstances. The stuff like that is just not supposed to happen when you're 27 years old and supposedly in the prime of life and in perfect health. You're getting medical checkups all the time. Who could have seen that coming? They still don't know the cause of death, apparently. They don't think it was suicide, and they don't think foul play was suspected. So it's just unbelievable.
Not to go all philosopher, but you hear something like that, so tragic. You think to yourself, why do we worry about the little things we worry about day to day? Because life is so fragile, and sometimes we don't appreciate the day that we have.
Yeah,
I guess that's human nature. But those things make me stop and go, you know, what are you doing? What are you worried about this? Everything will be fine. You might not be here tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a challenge, I guess, to live each day to the fullest because you never know when your time is out. If it can happen to someone like that, you wouldn't think could possibly be in better health and only 27 years old. You know, it could obviously happen to anybody.
Most of the Rangers were not at the ballpark yet. Some were. And so the way they found out about it, the Cardinals found out about it in the clubhouse of Wrigley Field with Daryl Kyle. With regard to Tyler Skaggs, they were on the bus getting ready to go, and Taylor, I don't know if that's the GM, walked on the bus to let the team know what had happened. Tom Taylor, traveling secretary.
Yeah, you wonder what it could possibly have been. I guess you can have a heart attack at any age. Or
aneurysm.
Aneurysm, yeah. Yeah, just really tragic. He'd been married less than a year.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was drafted with Trout, and they were roommates, like in 2009.
Yeah. And the people
from Santa Monica, so he grew up a Dodgers fan, and he couldn't wait to pitch in Dodger Stadium, and he was going to get that chance later this month. He had not pitched there, I don't believe.
Yeah. I heard a couple people on TV last night saying he was just the nicest guy you could possibly ever meet. I just don't know what to make of things like that.
When someone so young, you know, goes, it honestly makes you wonder, you know, what it's all about. So
Yeah.
Appreciate what you have, I guess, in the moment a little bit more.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
The only thing I can think about.
Yeah.
Awful. And you think about his teammates, too, like with the Cardinals and Kyle, like everything they're going to be doing for for the rest of the season will remind them of a lost teammate. You know, it's just tough all the way around.
Yeah, I don't know how a team bounces back from that.
John Carlos Stanton posted a message to the Angels. He was a teammate of Jose Fernandez when he passed away in 2016. And he says, my message to the Angels, while having no time for yourself, is to grieve, to hug each other, laugh, cry, lift the ones taking it extra hard up. You're going to wonder why all of this is happening. Is it real? Why are you suiting up to play a game that seems irrelevant? Some anger will ensue while you have to grieve in a fishbowl. A lot will go through your mind, so stay together through that. The first days back to schedule are the weirdest feeling, from the energy to the questions to having to walk by his locker. Try to focus and understand how.
It's actually sound advice right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't imagine. You know, you think about it. I mean, that's a great point. You know, you lose a dear friend and a teammate, and then, okay, you have to take BP now.
Time to play a game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Be at your best. Mind shagging.
Right. Media in your face, asking questions. And, you know, it'd be tough. Yeah, I don't, there isn't any easy way to get through it. I guess you just
and then you have
through
to
it. All
then you have
do.
To perform.
Yeah.
Wonder when they'll play. Do you think they'll play tonight?
I think they said they were just taking yesterday off and they would get back to playing today.
Mm. The Cardinals played in Sunday night baseball. Kyle passed away on Saturday. They played Sunday night baseball. And it was one of the, I assume you were there, the cat?
No.
Oh, you weren't there?
No, but I remember Joe Girardi.
Yeah, I was at that game, and it was just, I don't even know, I remember like the Cubs scoring, and it's not like the fans did anything wrong, but they're cheering for the Cubs. And it's like, God, you're beating like a, it's like a boxer who's just not even there anymore. I mean, the team just was not present. And, but yet, what the Cardinals did, which is why the 2002 Cardinals, one of my favorite teams, they bottled that emotion and then wound up having a hell of a year. Swept the defending world champion Diamondbacks and thought they had a really good chance to go and win the World Series. That's not a, I mean, they were in the NLCS, but they lost in five to the Giants. Angels are a talented team. I don't know if they have the talent to be able to overcome the Astros and the Rangers, actually, who have wound up being a good team this year.
Thank you, Lance Lynn.
He has had a very good year. Tyler Skaggs, 27 years old, and as the cat was saying, there is no official cause of death at this point, but I would imagine that will be coming here in the next few weeks. We're in the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios. Johnny Landoff's at Highway 270 in the Washington Elizabeth exit. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, loyal listeners need to make sure you're supporting the sponsors. They're at Highway 270 in the Washington Elizabeth exit, online at Landoff.com. And Sam Landoff and his brother Johnny, they are believers in the liberty of Deke Dotum. And when you have people stand up for what is right, it's hard not to support their business. Doug, millennials believe in causes, and if there's one cause more dear than the freedom of Deke Dotum, I don't know what it is, at least to area millennials.
I could think of just about any cause.
It's really personal. It's a personal cause. It's a personal quest by these folks who care about the community.
Right. They want to see somebody be just as vile and say the most nasty things he can think of.
No, I think
that's something to really draw the line in the sand.
I think
they
see someone who's bright and has a good heart who deserves a shot at redemption.
I don't know about that good heart part.
He travels through airports in halter tops.
Do you read some of the stuff he wrote in here?
Yeah, it's prose, bro. It's prose.
He's texting you PP pics?
Right.
Yeah.
Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, Highway 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit, online at Landoff.com. Chevy. Find new roads. Larry Nichols on the line. Good morning, Larry.
Hello, Nixie.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
How are you feeling, sir?
I'm feeling okay. I heard through the grapevine that your father-in-law had a knee replacement, Tim.
He did. He had hip resurfacing surgery, Larry. I understand my mother-in-law and your mom have gotten to be friends throughout your situation, and perhaps that's where you heard that, but thank you for expressing your concern, sir, especially considering what you're going through right now. So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Yeah, you're still in treatment each week now?
Yeah, but there's 2 weeks in between. I have 1 day a week treatments, which was yesterday and next Monday. And then I go back all week next, the week after that.
Got it. Got it.
And your spirits are still high, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I'm going to kick cancer's butt.
Good for you.
Wow, good. Sounds like you're doing it right now, Larry.
Inspiration, sir.
Yes, I am.
Now, we had
by the way,
go ahead.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to piggytail off what Tim said. Everybody needs to have cancer support the sponsor. Doesn't matter who they are. No matter if it's Giant Line Dog Chevrolet or the Post Sports Bar and Grill or Hot Shots who sponsors Doug's Suspension of the Logule.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. You need to have cancer support the sponsors.
Thank you, Larry.
Look at that. That's sentiment there, Larry.
We were talking about Stacey Keibler earlier on. And trying to figure out what was doing there. And somebody texted in that she was going to pose for Playboy, but Eric Bischoff got in the way and told her not to do it. What can you tell us about that?
Well, way back when, it was all that PG stuff. That's probably why Eric Bischoff didn't want Stacey Keibler to pose nude for Playboy.
Do you recall ever hearing an anecdote about that he stood in the way of that?
No.
Mm.
Now, what about this question that we were discussing this morning? Based on your knowledge as an insider, do the wrestling stars, when they come to town, tend to stay by the airport?
Depending if they have all that buku bucks.
Anyone?
Because they have buku bucks, they would or would not stay at the airport?
Pending their preference, if they want to stay by the airport.
So well, that's good.
Pending their preference.
Yeah. All right. Well, that makes some sense.
Now, do we have a clip for Larry today?
Yeah.
You want to get to it, Larry?
Yes, please.
All right. Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Okay. It's a good one.
I know you've put up with a lot the last couple of months, but I just want you to know that I'm going to make sure that this honeymoon's great.
Thank you, honey. Let me go freshen up.
Okay.
Who let the dogs out?
Look,
well, the video would be
I just want to go on my honeymoon. I'm done with this. I just want to go on my honeymoon.
You got some water?
No.
Whew. You ran all night, man. Enjoy, man. Have a good time, Dre.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Bring me a referee! Bring me a referee!
Are you kidding me?
One, two, three!
Yes! Oh, referee's for the title!
Yes!
What in the world?
Honey, I know I said this honeymoon was going to be great, but now we get to do it properly. We get to do it 24/7! Let's go! Come on! Come on! Forget my back! Come on!
Wow. Larry, I don't know what happened, but I can tell you that that guy who spoke with an accent seemed cute.
I'm guessing that would be backstage stuff for the 24/7 championship.
That is correct, Larry. I'm keeping you on your toes. It's kind of an obscure clip, but I figured you watched every second of it, so I'm doing a little test for you.
Who was that, Piers Morgan?
Not quite for sure. Dak or Drake? Something?
Drake Maverick.
There it is.
Drake Maverick.
That's right, Doug.
Did he sound a little like Piers Morgan?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because he got married while he was still the 24/7 champion. And of course, R-Truth came to the Drake Maverick wedding, pinned and won the 24/7 title. And then last night, Drake Maverick and his wife came to Raw. You know, his wife was supposed to be on a honeymoon. But anyway, the wife said it's either me or the 24/7 title. And Drake Maverick chose his wife, even though his ulterior motive is and will be the 24/7 championship.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
What the heck is a 24/7 champion? Like, I know the Intercontinental and the There's a lot of different titles.
Don't they have
right?
the World and the Universal?
Yeah, they got them both, bro.
And the Intercontinental, and then now a 24/7.
Well, you gotta thank WWE Hall of Famer and one of the people I interviewed, Mick Foley, for that title. Because once again, back in the 2000s, a wrestler who God bless his soul, Crash Holly, instituted the 24/7 rule for the hardcore title, which meant that title is defended 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Doug, you could be in a match at any moment.
No matter where you are, someone could come dressed in a singlet and you'd
shopping
have to scrap.
Shopping at a JCPenney's, boom, it's a match.
Yes.
I don't mind that. I think that's kind of funny. That.
Why don't you start watching, Doug?
Well, no, I don't need to watch. I just think that that's kind of a funny. I just heard about Big Papa Pump earlier today. I never heard that name before. All right, Nixie.
Big Papa Pump's got Steiner.
Okay. Well, anything else happen that we need to know about?
Well, besides the next tag match that was impromptu between Maria Kanellis and her husband, Mike Kanellis, and the current reigning defending Universal and Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins, which was won by said team of Lynch and Rollins. Okay. We found out that Maria Kanellis is expecting another kid.
While she was wrestling, we found that out?
Yes.
Why would she be wrestling if she's pregnant?
Well, we found out mid-match.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah.
Who delivered that news? Like, what? Was there a doctor that just went ringside? And by the way, you're pregnant. You might want to get out of the ring stat.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Maria Kanellis was the one who brought the news that was mid-match.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting.
Hot takes.
Iggy just did a Chevy Chase spit take.
That's mad respect for the drop game for myself.
Larry, you don't happen to have the top five countries in the world at your disposal, do you?
Yes, I do.
All right, Doug, here you go.
Okay.
Okay, number five will be Poland.
Yeah.
Poland.
Right. I thought it'd be four.
Yeah, because I like taking polls.
That's where all the polls come from.
I would reword that.
Okay.
Number four will be Greenland.
Yeah. I thought that would be five, so I just had them off by one.
Number three will be Russia and South Korea. Mm.
Kind of an odd mix. Okay, go with it, I guess.
Well, Doug's odd too, but that's a different story. Number two is Jerusalem, Israel, Hito, Jamaica, Paul Reiser, and Steve Gutenberg.
Right. So it's a good
top,
one.
It's top 10.
Yeah.
Don't question the process, buddy.
And, of course, number one, United States of America.
Yes!
Good job, Larry.
Yes! Nice to hear right around the 4th of July.
Yeah, it is. It is. That would have been tough to not be number one on the 4th of July.
Yeah, sure would have.
Larry, God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah, God bless America.
There he is, the business, Larry Nickel, with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Thank you, Nixie.
Design Air sponsor the text inbox, designairservice.com, Design Air Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Morning After, and Plowboys Laugh is brought to you by The Post Sports Bar and Grill. And, Doug, we have a new sponsor on the program. It's Brown & Brown. How do you do?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm sure people recognize Brown & Brown. Ed and Dan Brown have been around St. Louis forever. They've been on television commercials and on billboards for many years. You recognize Ed, I'm sure. He wears the eye patch. Guy's been around St. Louis forever. They grew up in Spanish Lake, went to Mizzou, St. Louis U Law School. If you have been hurt in a car accident anywhere in Missouri or Illinois, these are the guys to call. It's a firm that focuses on car accident cases. Brown & Brown, their law firm, has helped thousands of car accident victims. Let Brown & Brown provide the personal attention you need after a serious accident. Brown & Brown puts their power and resources to work for you. Always remember at Brown & Brown, If you can't come to them, they will come to you, and they mean that. Oftentimes, they will actually go to the house of the person filing the claim. They're also open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At least you can call, and someone will always be there. And a lot of times, they say Dan is the guy who answers the call. I guess he works just all the time. You call on Saturday or Sunday, and you get Dan Brown there answering the call, giving you advice. In Missouri, you dial 333-3333. And in Illinois, you dial 888-8888. That should be easy to remember. In Missouri, all threes. In Illinois, all eights. The Browns are proud sponsors of the Proud to Serve Award that honors a veteran or a first responder. They do all kinds of great work in St. Louis. They have an office downtown across from the Arch, another office out in Fairview Heights. Remember, they only get paid if you collect. It's Brown and Brown, again, 333-333-3 in Missouri and all eights in Illinois. There nice to have Brown and Brown on board. As
welcome aboard!
Sponsor.
Hello, Brown and Brown.
Brownie. Welcome aboard. Ben Fredrickson, writing this morning in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Doug, if you would like, you can read it on stltoday.com. Blues should consider Bruins' playbook when it comes to keeping championship core together. Now, my impression of the Blues offseason is there's really only one guy who is part of the core who might be gone.
Right. So Maroon.
Patty.
Patty Maroon. Who, if I had to wager right now, it looks like, based on what Jeremy Rutherford reported in The Athletic, and I don't know if I would call it reports, speculative thought on the Twitter tweets that he has interest coming from specifically Alberta, both Edmonton and Calgary, mm-hmm. that it may be unlikely that Maroon is back with the Blues. But... you know, the Bruins situation was a different one with Marchand, Bergeron, Chara all in the prime of their career. I guess Chara was still even older even after that since he's 42 now. He was 34 when he did his deal following their 2011 championship. But
and those are borderline Hall of Fame guys. Yeah, Chara certainly a Hall of Fame.
Well, they got rid of Tyler Seguin, who was a young piece to their 2011 team.
So. Messed up on that one.
Yeah. So I don't know if I see the parallel there. I guess... he's talking about Petrangelo and Shen will be free agents, unrestricted free agents.
Following
next year.
Yeah.
I mean, Petrangelo want probably $9 million. I mean, that's probably $9 million a year, probably for 5 or 6 years, I would assume. I mean, that's the going rate for... I mean, he's currently now in his prime, won a cup, had great playoff success last year, and I'm sure he's just going to pick up where he left off. I mean, that's going to be your biggest concern, but I think you got to pay him at this point. And Shen will want $7 million a year. So, I mean, that it's not chump change, you know. Those two guys.
And Maroon could get an extra year and twice the money or more.
More than twice the money. So he should leave. I mean, there's no question about it. If you can double your salary and get a couple more years of guaranteed money, absolutely you go.
Jim Thomas reported that the Blues are still in it, that they made contact with him last night, but that Maroon hasn't decided yet. I guess you can't. Certainly, if you're him, you couldn't blame him. I mean, he came here. He accomplished far more than probably what he even dreamed of doing.
And he came here for less originally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And he'll be a hero in St. Louis forever. If he goes for the last couple years of his career and tries to max out the money, who could blame him?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got the sense when I talked with Doug Armstrong, and he'll be the guest next week on the podcast. At least that's the plan. Iggy's got Bobby Player coming tomorrow for the podcast. After Craig Berube is the guest this week, you can listen to that one right now. But when we were talking about free agents with Doug Armstrong, and I realized by the time it plays next week, that'll most likely be dated. My read was, it was kind of like, and you know, we're still talking with Pat, and it just was kind of like, you know, if it works out, it works out, but we kind of understand where everything is and there are no hard feelings. That was my read when he said that.
Yeah, they probably like him right about that salary they gave him. They'd probably like to have him for $1.5 million or so, but probably not so much if it takes $3 or $4 million to keep him. Because they're going to have to sign Bennington, too. Bennington's likely to get a big offer from somebody, and the Blues are going to have to match
that. Yeah, you have three players you're going to need to pay. Obviously, that's where the focal point is. Pat Maroon's a great player, or good player, you know, great for the organization. But, I mean, you can't overpay for a Pat Maroon and then miss out, you know, a few million on Bennington, Shen. Not saying that's going to happen, but...
You got Jake, so you have a buffer.
That's a tough one to swallow. It's just a pill you got to swallow on that one.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot of money tied up in their two goalies.
Yes.
No. I assume someone will throw a lot of money at Bennington just to make the Blues cough up money to keep him, I would think.
How does that work in the NHL? Because isn't he, like, arbitration eligible? The Blues have to come up with a number?
He's a restricted free agent. If another team offers him a contract, the Blues have a right to match that offer.
Yeah.
call it an offer sheet. I see that.
Oh, I like that offer sheet.
Now so, you know. Now you're in the know.
So you would think some other team, just to screw with the Blues, if nothing else, would say, Bennington, yeah, we'll give you $5 million a year for 4 years. And what are the Blues going to do at that point? Say, let him go.
Yeah. You got to review the offer sheet.
I guess. The main thing would be to review that offer sheet.
Nice.
But whatever he gets offered, the Blues have to match it, don't they? And you've already got your backup's going to be making more than $4 million a year next year, and they've indicated that they're going to keep Allen too. They're going to hang on to him.
Ooh. You would think that the Blues have the ability to look at where the season changed course, and it happened to coincide with Bennington, who saved numerous games throughout the playoff run. That maybe he's a difference maker that you have to.
Oh, I think they're very aware of that.
You have to.
We're closing out the appliance discounter 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com for the Hot Shots email of the day. And you can text in 855-CUB-TALK, Design Air Heating and Cooling text inbox. Call in. It's Press Conference Tuesday, and we already had one great call, Doug, that call by, was it Jesse?
Yeah, it's a nice call.
We got to replay that because that was 855-282-8255. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com live from the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Zelle. Whenever you're sending money through an app or online, it's important to do it safely. Here are a few helpful tips. First, always make sure you know and trust the person you're sending money to. Second, confirm you have entered their contact details correctly. And finally, if you don't trust the person, or your recipient is rushing you to send money right away, think twice before sending money through an app or online.